Masechet Benachot Perek He, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachot Ba'ot Matzah, all of the Minha offerings are brought as Matzah. Now what we mean by Matzah is not the thin type of cracker that we're talking about, but a type of bread that is not Hametz, it could be thick, it could be thin, it could be fried or baked, but it's not the conventional Matzah that we know. So all the Minachot were brought as Matzah. Chutz Mehametz Shebetoda, except for the loaves of the Todah offering. The Todah offering was brought with 4 sets of 10 loaves, so 40 loaves total, and each one of those sets was prepared in a different way. 3 of them were matzah, 1 of them was hametz, ushte alechem, and the ushte alechem, the 2 loaves that are brought as a mincha on Shavuot, shehen ba'ot hametz, both of these are brought as hametz. Question becomes, though, how did the loaves of the Todah and the shtei alechem, how would they turn into hametz? Normally, if a person had dough and he wanted to turn it into hametz, they would add in a little bit of sourdough. Sourdough is very fermented dough where it has the ability to cause a dough that it's mixed with to rise. So when making these mincha loaves, the problem is, the halakha is, you're not allowed to have more than 1 isaron of flour. So if sourdough was added, you end up with a different number. You end up with more than isaron. So therefore, it can't be that they added sourdough to the mix in order to turn them to hametz. So what they do? Rabbi Meir Omer, Seor Bodelahen Mitochan Mehametzan, says Rabbi Meir, what they would do is, after the person mixed the isaron of flour for each loaf, they would take some of that flour, they would mix it with water in order to make dough, and they would allow it to ferment on a very high level and become sourdough. And then they would take that sourdough and they would mix it back into the mincha and turn it into hametz. So no extra flour was needed in order to create the hametz. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af hi ena min ha-muvhar, says Rabbi Meir, even mincha offering made this way is not ideal, because sourdough is going to not ferment fully and it's not going to make the mincha rise like it should. The flour of the mincha, it was already measured out properly. So the owner now is not going to allow it to sit out for too long because he doesn't want it to become tameh, and then he can't bring it as a korban. So the flour that he's removing, it's not going to have really enough time to turn it into sourdough. So therefore, ela mevi et ha-seor v'noten letoch amida. So says Rabbi Yehuda, what does the person do? He should bring fully fermented sourdough, put it into an empty measuring bowl that contains the amount of 1 isaron, umemale et hamida, and then fill the rest of the measuring bowl with flour from the mincha. So the sourdough is going to cause the mincha to rise fully, and it's also not going to be more than an isaron, because you're taking flour of the mincha, adding it to the bowl that has a sourdough already there. So the volume of the sourdough was already taken care of, and it's also sourdough that was fermented properly. It's not like it's done quickly, so therefore that's a better solution, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, fully fermented sourdough that's going to create a full isaron and it'll make the mincha turn into hametz. Rabbi Meir is going to respond, Amru lo, Rabbi Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, Afi haita hasira o yetera, even a mincha made with this method is going to have an imprecise measurement of flour, either too little flour or too much. Sourdough doesn't have the same volume as regular flour. It's already risen. It's already something else. It's mixed with water. It's fermented, and therefore the volume is going to be different than when you have flour. So therefore, if you put the sourdough in a bowl and you add flour to it, and you think it's going to be an isaron, in reality it's not, because of the different way that volume works with the sourdough. So therefore, it's going to be an imprecise amount.